You know, we get hundreds of emails into the show every week. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Yeah, it's so nice when people write us.
And we normally don't look at them unless it's a recipe. Mm. Always look at recipes. Or if it's a scam email asking for our social security numbers, I always respond to those and I give them Jose's social security number.
No, dude.
I'm hoping one day someone will steal your identity and your credit will actually improve.
That's what I'm going for. My credit's already bad enough. I don't have any money to steal.
But every once in a while, we actually read some of the other ones that come in. And when we get good ones, we decide to do this creatively named segment called Listener Mail.
Hey, it's been a while.
Just read some of the emails we've gotten in the last few weeks. So here's this first one. It says, Dear Brooke, Jubal, and Jose, I like your show and how you help people all the time.
Yeah.
I have a bit of an emergency, though. If anybody on your team has a spare tire that would fit a 2007 Chevy Spark, I really need it today.
What? This is not something you should be dealing with via mail.
Very specific.
Are you still on the side of the road somewhere?
Or maybe you guys could use your radio connections to get me a deal on a new tire.
Hey.
Sure, we'll get right on that for you. If not, I'll just use my donut tire, but I thought I'd throw it out there from Maurice.
Okay.
So, Maurice, we might have a tire sitting around here somewhere. I'll see if I can find one for you.
It's funny because people normally ask for, like, concert tickets. Never been asked for a tire before.
For a 2007 Chevy Spark. Here's another email. It says, To the Brooke and Jubal Morning Show, I recently discovered your radio show online.
Good.
It definitely has some good parts, and I'm sure your listeners appreciate the humor in the mornings. But when are you guys going to actually get serious and talk about real topics?
Oh, God, you don't want that.
Huh.
Not sure if you realize, there are some serious problems happening in the world right now. Yes, we realize we all have Twitter.
Yeah.
It's all there.
You can't avoid it, really.
You guys could be talking about poverty, war, genocide, etc.
Genocide?
I'm sorry, why would you want stupid people talking about those issues?
But for some reason, instead of having an open dialogue about the world's issues and trying to fix them, you'd rather giggle about Florida's dumbest criminals or new dating apps.
Yeah, that's the important stuff.
And it's what we're experts in.
Totally.
Okay, you stick to your lane.
Brooke knows.
Not trying to sound judgy or anything, just saying maybe instead of being lazy and making jokes all day, you could talk about something that actually matters.
What do you think we are, NPR?
Think about it. Sincerely, Tamika. You know what? Tamika, we take all of our emails very seriously, and so starting next Tuesday, it'll be Genocide Tuesdays.
Ooh,
we'll just talk about genocide from all over the world, and we'll try to put our positive spin on it.
See we'll kick out the awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah, no, the awkward genocide phone call.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah,
but who do we call, though?
She's right.
All right, this next email says, Hey, Jobal, spelled wrong, J-O-B-A-L, but that's fine.
Close.
Get it right.
Stop the phone taps.
What? That's like one of our most popular segments.
People do not need to be harassed by your company. Cease and desist. I think they meant desist, but that's fine.
Uh-oh.
Or I will call the FCC on your ass. When they find out what you've been doing, you'll be fired for illegal harassment with like 4 exclamation points.
I mean, he's got a point. Nobody in radio has ever done prank phone calls before. So
Does this person know you're not the only radio personality that does prank phone
calls? Yeah, it's pretty much the oldest trick in the radio book.
You've just kind of perfected it.
The FCC knows all about them, for sure. It says, don't mess with me. My friend is a security guard.
Oh, you won't get into that mall.
From a guy named Robert. Does he ride a Segway, too? No, I'm really scared.
Dang, you guys are getting serious. Cease and desist? A genocide talk? Wow.
Here's another email. It says, Dear Brooke and Jubal, my name is Carrie, and I've been listening to your show every morning for years now, and I've grown to love you all, but lately I've grown worried about Brooke.
Oh, me?
No, Brooke!
I've noticed that she seems to be complaining on the air about her children and her husband a lot in recent months.
They're great, but it's boring if I talk about how great they are all the time. Who wants to hear that?
I'm a family psychologist with over 16 years of experience, and I'm noticing some dangerous patterns in her attitude and behavior. For example, she talks about drinking wine every day.
Yeah.
She's possessive over her children's hair.
Well, it's a big deal.
She's angry over how her husband organizes the dishwasher.
But for real, it's like common geometry.
Isn't this like normal marriage stuff? I didn't know this was such a big problem, bro.
There's a better way to get more bowls in the dishwasher. This lady, do I sound angry right now?
You got a problem with her too.
I'm sounding angry again.
These are all warning signs in my eyes, and I love her so much, I would hate to see her spiral downward any further.
Oh no, Brooke, when's the divorce?
The next time he puts that spoon in the wrong place.
I'll leave my contact information on this email. Please forward it to her if she wants a free session from your loyal listener, Carrie.
Well, there you go, Brooke.
You should take her up on that. Therapy's expensive, I can tell you that from experience, trust me.
I am cheap.
This next email says, hey, Jubal, spelled wrong again, J-U-B-L-E this time.
Of course.
But I'm not going to correct this guy because it says, I've been locked up at a correction center and I listen to your show whenever I can.
Oh, dang, okay.
So yeah, they can spell my name however they want, it's fine. I'm locked up for most of the day, but your second date updates and phone taps get me rolling.
Aw, nice.
Here's the deal, my cellmate is annoying as hell, bro. He whistles all day and talks about how many women he used to get on the outside. And I know he's lying because he used to work at Long John Silver's. What are you talking about? I thought dudes at Long John Silver's slay.
You want some popcorn shrimp, girl? What up?
Says, please, brother, I need you to phone tap him. Tell him his mom died or his ex is banging his dad. I don't care.
Oh, that's not funny.
I trust you. Just get him good. I want to see him cry.
That's so mean.
I mean, we are talking to criminals. They have a different level than we do.
It doesn't even faze them.
Yeah.
Also, my yard schedule is kind of weird. If you could do it on a Wednesday or a Saturday, that would be the best.
We're not even here Saturdays.
I'll come in on a Saturday. I still have to figure out how I'm going to call him in jail, but I'll see if he can get a cell phone smuggled in or something and send me the number.
He'll have to call you, like his one phone call thing.
That would be a hard one to figure out, but we'll see if we can get it done. Here's another listener email. It says, hi, Brooke, Jubal, Jose, and everybody.
Hey.
My name is Victoria, and I just graduated college and started a job in the real world.
Congratulations. Yeah.
I came across your radio station. Anyways, I listen to y'all's show every morning, and I have to say, I just adore Jose.
Oh,
finally, somebody out there likes me.
I bet she got an education.
She probably went to, like, a really dumb college.
He seems so happy and positive and affectionate all the time.
He is. That's true.
And I saw his picture online, and he's really cute.
People say that. They're like, I thought you were going to be super ugly. Yeah. I'm just slightly ugly.
So I was wondering, is he single?
Yes, and thirsty.
The reason I ask is my mom recently got divorced, and I think her and Jose would get along great.
Oh, yes. And your mom?
Yes! She did not!
Well, I do like single moms.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you do. She's 54, but trust me, she doesn't look it. She's very athletic and outgoing. Plus, she cooks.
Hey, honestly, I'm so desperate now.
And she probably cleans, too.
Oh, dude, cleaning and cooking, way to my heart.
You're just dating a mop.
Says, let me know from Victoria. So,
shoot her my number. I'm open.
Yeah, Jose's open to dating your mom. All right, that was listener mail. If you want to email the show something, go for it. Just go to our website, brookandjubalradio.com. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.